Lord demonstrates through Scripture time and time again that He is willing to heal us. God has made a covenant with us, bought with Jesus' precious blood. God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And all we need to do is to come to Him in repentance, believing it is His will to do it, and then to reach out and receive.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, praise God. Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so thankful that you're listening today to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, I'm going to continue a short series that I'm teaching actually from my very latest book called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. So we're going to teach from Healing Handbook today, and I do believe it'll be a blessing to you. Today we're talking about the subject of hindrances to healing and deliverance. We'll begin with Jeremiah 17, verse 14, which says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." Praise God. There are numerous hindrances to healing. And these hindrances keep us from receiving the wholeness of God. And you and I must keep in mind that it is always the will of God to hear us. And it is always the will of God to heal now. However, sometimes we harbor things in our hearts that prevent us from being healed. Once we honestly search our hearts and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what's hindering our restoration, we can rest in the belief that He wants us to be whole and healed in every area of our lives. So whether we're dealing with subjects such as, speaking in tongues, divine healing, or deliverance for that matter, there is misinformation out there that prevents us from receiving God's fullness in these gifts. I mean, sometimes people feel badgered or coerced in these areas and are fearful of condemnation if something does not happen immediately. We must approach all of God's gifts with the confidence that He gives us. And God gives us good things. Amen? God gives us good things. So as Christians, we must contend for healing and deal with it boldly, because Jesus wants us and all of His church to be whole. When He gives us a charge, we must move on it. The hindrance of disbelief is disbelieving it is God's will to always heal. It is God's will that we be healed, dear one. That's what the Bible says. He says he will heal one person. If He'll do that, He will heal all. God is no respecter of persons. What He does for one, He will do for you. Jesus declared in Matthew 8:7, "I will come and heal him." So God is expressing His willingness to heal. When we are not healed, we should not indict the word of the living God, but look inwardly instead. Other examples of healing can be found in these scriptures, Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17, Matthew 9, verses 35 and 36, Matthew chapter 12, verse 13, Matthew chapter 14, 34 through 36, Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. There are a lot of people that question God's will for healing. But what does the Word say? His Word says, by His stripes you were healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24. If you see someone prayed for that was not healed, it is because of the hindrances of healing, not because it was not the will of God. Jesus does not say, I will heal you and you and you, but not you. He doesn't do that. He will heal all who truly come to Him. Therefore, we must never, never pray this. Well, if it be thy will, heal this person. Any prayer that doubts the will of God is an undiscerning and foolish prayer, embalmed with unbelief. Loved one, God's will for our lives is for holiness, health, and wholeness. God's will is healing. God's will to receive all who come to Him by grace incorporates His attitude toward anyone regarding sickness. Listen, the full provision of Calvary is salvation for the soul and healing for the body. The basic problem is that people must come to the absolute decision that it is the Lord's will to heal them now. There's another hindrance, the hindrance of attitude. I'm telling you, I've seen it as a pastor as a minister for the last 26 years. Attitude can be an obstacle to healing. There are times when people cannot receive healing because of their attitude toward the Lord or toward His purpose in their life. So if we rebel and do not trust Him, we may open ourselves up to more than we want to deal with. There are some people who may come to prayer, but not come to Jesus. Let me say that again. There are some people, and I've seen it, there are some people who may come to prayer, but not come to Jesus. Because of their ignorance and doubt, they do not realize that by not opening up, their healing is hindered. But at the cross, the Lord provided it all of it. It is the receiving that is the problem. His shield is there. Just stand under it. Amen? There's another hindrance. The hindrance of hasty prayers. Now, sometimes there is a tendency to become, glim, patterned, formulaic in our prayers. The hasty or hurried prayer is not good. Mm-mm. When we pray for someone, we should take a moment to seek God's will through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You don't rush through this. This also gives God time to quicken faith in the individual's spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a word of wisdom or scripture that you can share to show love to that person that you're praying with. Now, finally, there is another hindrance, and this is a big one. The hindrance of unforgiveness, also known as the unwillingness to surrender or unrepentance. There is tremendous relief and healing available just as soon as someone comes to the Holy Spirit and lets Him release them from bitterness, malice, and a lack of a right spirit towards someone or towards God. Loved one, people sometimes carry things in their hearts, never totally facing up to this with God. they pretend these feelings are not there, or that they must just live with them. And when we do this, we pay for it somehow in our body or soul. And we pay for it emotionally, mentally, and even physically. Remember the words of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Lord demonstrates through Scripture time and time again that He is willing to heal us. God has made a covenant with us, bought with Jesus' precious blood. God is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And all we need to do is to come to Him in repentance, believing it is His will to do it, and then to reach out and receive. There is an example in the Bible of a dear lady who was dealing with a recurring sickness in her body. And someone was led by the Holy Spirit to tell her that there was a specific area she was not surrendering to the Lord. And the Lord had made it clear that she was to surrender. Her tearful response told all. After being obedient and surrendering that which she had been holding back from the Lord, He gloriously healed her. Praise God. Praise God. So is there something inside you that you're holding on to? Resentment, anger, bitterness. You need to pull that root of bitterness out right now and get rid of it. Repent of it in the name of Jesus. And I want to pray with you right now, whatever the case is in your life, whatever you're dealing with health-wise, I want to pray with you and for you. And I want to make some faith professions over your life right now and over your health and for your healing. As we close this little lesson on hindrances to healing and deliverance, my prayer is that you would dig into the Word of God for yourself and find His healing promises in Old and New Testaments both. And we've done a short teaching on this subject, but you need to dig into the Bible and His great and precious promises for yourself. And I want to lead you now in a prayer for healing and deliverance. And I want you to pray this with me right now. It's a very short prayer, but then I want to follow up by praying for you. Repeat after me, believe it, speak it, receive it, in Jesus' name. Victory's within your reach, dear one. It's closer than you think. So by faith, take hold of it now. Pray this with me. Abba, Father. Yes, pray it with me. Abba, Father, I ask you now to forgive me of all my sin. I ask you to release me from every bondage and to heal me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And now, Father God, I pray for this precious person listening to this podcast. Father God, by the authority that you've given to me as a minister of the gospel, I take authority over Satan in this person's life and in agreement with them for their lives. And I address every demonic spirit that's held my brothers and sisters bound. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. No, it's not my authority, but it is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters listening to this podcast are covered by the blood of the Lamb. They overcome by the word of their testimony. We take authority now, Lord, over every spirit of bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, hate, malice, envy, or jealousy, and I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of insecurity or inferiority, fear, rejection, self-hate, self-pity, self-destruction in Jesus' name. Suicide, we command you to go now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of anger, rage, murder, or violence, or lowliness, or lawlessness. We command you to go in Jesus' mighty name. Every spirit of sexual immorality, impurity, adultery, fornication, lust, pornography, and all forms of sexual impurity, I command you to flee in Jesus' name. Every spirit of pride, lying, every Jezebel spirit, rebellion, deception, manipulation, control, I command you, go in Jesus' name. Depression, anxiety, worry, suicide, you must flee in the name of Jesus. Addiction, alcoholism, drunkenness, drugs, gluttony, you must flee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit of stealing, laziness, slothfulness, unbelief, rebellion against authority, go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of guilt, shame, embarrassment, humiliation, you get out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of sickness, disease, infirmity, chronic health issues, go in Jesus' name. Every spirit of witchcraft, the occult, blasphemy, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. We break every word curse and spell spoken against us in Jesus' name. Every demonic spirit that has held my brothers and sisters in bondage, I command you, flee. Go. Never return in the name of Jesus. Now, dear one, listen to me. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I receive your Holy Spirit. And I ask you to fill me to overflowing. Fill me, Lord, in every place where evil spirits have left. Lord Jesus, will you fill me with your Spirit now? I receive you now into my heart, into my life. And I receive my freedom, my liberty. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God, dear one. Praise God. Give the Lord praise right now. Cry out to him. Thank him. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Laugh, cry, jump, dance before the Lord. Praise God. He is a good God. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He is our salvation. Thank you for listening today. I pray that this was good to you. It's been good to me. God is so good. Amen? Praise God. Listen, please do pick up a copy of my latest book, and I've been teaching from that the last few weeks on our podcast. My latest book is called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. So please do pick up a copy or several copies of my latest book, Healing Handbook, on Amazon.com. or at our website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Buy several copies, pass them out to friends, family, co-workers, and hey, it's great for small group studies as well for churches. Thank you for listening once again. Pastors, please check out my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and look at our testimonials page. We minister all over the United States and soon in different parts of the world, and I'm excited about it. And pastors, please do pray about inviting me to come and have revival meetings at your church. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance upon you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your family, marriage, and home. And may he grant you the greatest favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.